I wonder if he tipped his cap for Derek Jeter yesterday.
I did.
I don't think I did.
Listen, I'm not a Yankees fan. I have nothing but utmost respect for Derek Jeter. He's been, you know, he's been an amazing player. He really, he's a clutch player. But we talked prior. And I'm not saying, he's a Hall of Famer. But I'm saying, if he never made the postseason, I can make the argument that he's not a Hall of Famer.
But he did make the postseason. Why would we even entertain something like that?
Because I'm just saying,
if you take that away, it exists. Why would you take it away? The Yankees probably got to the postseason because of him.
It's baseball. We're making things based on a regular season play, is all I'm trying to say.
You're usually a very heady guy who I have a ton of respect for. But to say something like, if you take away all the postseason, it's like, it just doesn't make sense. It happened. Okay. It's like when people say, like in fantasy football, like if a guy runs for 150 yards and two touchdowns, well, if he didn't have that 75-yard touchdown run.
The question, if you took away the postseason stats,
why would you take it away?
Just say it never happens.
Let's play
a game.
Let's look at his rate. Let's look at his rate.
I don't understand why even ask that question.
Sure, Matt, continue.
And you just look at the regular season. Sure. To me, he is a Hall of Famer.
He is, yeah. 3,400 hits, yeah.
But I am saying you can make a case that he is not based on the regular season stuff.
And well, I mean, 3,400 hits is probably going to get you.
That's a number that would get you in. But, you know, you hear other people, they get called compilers and stuff like that.
Sure.
And I'm just making it. You have a little fun.
I understand.
In terms of the overall stats, though, where he ranks among shortstops all time in the regular season, he's there. The Yankees. He's probably the reason why the Yankees got to a lot of postseasons itself.
He's never won a MVP. I mean, the Gold Gloves he got were after Omar Vizquel. I mean, he's made some of the most clutch defensive plays in the biggest times. But he is nowhere near a great defender. You cannot say that.
He's a very good defender, I think. I don't think you win 5 Gold Gloves by accident. Look, he's no Vizquel, I'll give you that, but I don't think you win 5 Gold Gloves by accident.
He was not a very good defender as a Yankee fan. I'm happy to tell you this.
Later in his career,
because the Gold Glove Award is not what it is today, where you use like UZR
UZR.
Ever since when he hurt his shoulder like in 2003, he couldn't go right anymore. Like, if you just look in for it, and I know this is a bad example because it was his last year and Didi's first year, the amount of runs like saved by Didi and then the amount of runs saved by Jeter, it's like astronomical.
How about this? I mean, A-Rod. Obviously, A-Rod came to the team. He went to third base. It's Jeter's team. No, there's no discussion on that. A-Rod was the better shortstop.
Agreed.
There's no question.
Better arm, better range. No doubt about it. And Derek Jeter's my favorite player ever.
I am trying to tell you, as a Met fan, I have nothing but respect for Jeter. I am just bringing up an argument. This is baseball. This is what we do. Ernie Banks never made the postseason. Never made the postseason.
I'm with you.
With all due respect, I think maybe because you're a Met fan, you come up with that angle.
I'm
a Met fan. You're like, what if the guy never played in the postseason? It makes no sense to me.
But let's leave a question based on his regular season. That's all.
You leave the postseason alone, though, I'm still looking at a 310 with a 377 OBP. 260 home runs. The hits speaks for themselves. 19 All-Star games. Finished second, third, and fourth in MVP voting. This is like a Hall of Fame
career. Ken Tremendous makes the point. I mean, pretty much any of the categories he led, I think it was 6 out of the 9 categories that he led in the season was at-bats.
Yeah.
So he led in hits, I think, like 2 or 3 times. Juan Pierre did that twice.
Okay.
He's just making it. I'm just trying to show you. I'm saying he's a Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
I'm just
first ballot, unanimous?
He's the first ballot for me. I wouldn't put him at 100%. I mean, I think like Ken Griffey is a 100% player. You know, guys like that.
But ambassador to the game, durability, career length. You don't think that makes him unanimous?
Sometimes with the Hall of Fame, though, they don't always take that into account.
I'm giving you the first ballot.
Okay.
I'm not putting him at 100%.
Okay.
I can see some people not doing that.
Let's get back to some of the...
Led the league in singles, runs scored, hits, league top 10. Like 5 Silver Slugger awards, and among all-time shortstops, he's like the leader in like at least 3 categories.
I'm never going to argue against you on Derek Jeter.
I feel like sometimes like I'm the only Met fan who gives Jeter the respect he deserves.
I agree.
I'm saying the guy is... I've admired him. I've given him all the props. I'm saying he's a Hall of Famer. I think this is an interesting discussion.
I think you stick a button there, and it's like, you know, a lot of Met fans are going to stick a button there.
Stop with the Met fans. I'm the one that told you I gave up on the division a week ago. I'm a realistic fan.
Nobody outside of a Mets or a Red Sox fan, though, would come up with a scenario, what if the guy didn't play in the playoffs?
Ken Tremendous, who's well-respected in the baseball industry.
His real last name is Tremendous?
No,
okay.
It's Michael Schur.
Yeah, he's making the points to why you could say Jeter is not a Hall of Famer. That's all. I think it's an interesting argument.
I need to
that's
add
what
him.
What you do in baseball?
It's Michael. Well, it's Michael Schur. That's like creator like, Parson Rack.
It's just like saying.
Michael is TV.
It's
Twitter. I'm gonna add him.
To me, with awesome. No disrespect to you, I think it's a ridiculous argument. I think it's ridiculous.
respect and not respect.
I think they get to the playoffs and they win five World Series because of Derek Jeter, and that's why he's one of the greats.
They won the World Series. Yes, he batted .350, but I'm saying without it, I'm giving you a guy like Ernie Banks, and I'm giving you a guy like Derek Jeter. Ernie Banks, 19 seasons. Never went to the postseason.
They're different players. I think the Yankees get to where they get. They get to the playoffs because they got a guy like Derek Jeter.
We have different opinions, so we can move along now, Scott.
The Yankees also had the best team for how many years, too? I mean, seriously.
It sounds like a Met fan.
Why are you making that argument? That annoys me. Because
Matt,
not the Met guy.
As long as you're talking, Matt, as long as you're talking, Scott is going to respond.
Let's move along.